So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert. I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect Beach Finder quiz exclusively at beachbound.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Bachelor Happy Hour. I'm Joe.
And I'm Serena.
And we are here with Leslie, Susan, and Sandra. Hi, everyone.
Hi, ladies. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so first, Leslie, I'm going to kick it to you. What are your initial thoughts that the Golden Bachelorette is finally greenlit?
I'm excited. Like, come on, bring it on. Let's go. I think it's going to be a great show, whoever they pick.
Susan, what are your hopes for the season for the Golden Bachelorette?
That it's me. No. I just hope the ratings are just as good and the storylines are just as good. Yeah. It's not bad. I'm looking forward to seeing 20 men do what 20 women did. I don't think that's going to be quite the same, but we built a ton of friendships. I'm just hoping that the men can do something similar.
Okay, so that's what I was going to ask. Sandra, in your opinion, do you think they're going to be able to find that number of men to go on this show? You think we're going to be able to find those guys?
I think they're going to find them. I think they have a tall task. They'll find them because America's a big country, but man, there's somebody's working their ass off to find these guys, you know?
I like it. There's no arguing with that, Sandra. Yes, Susan, you want to add something?
One more thing. I think I should be a part of deciding what men should be on that show. Right?
All right.
Us interviewing men, right?
Okay, so give me your ideal man that you would cast.
So he has to have personality. Okay. Fareed's got to be tall enough, of course. Has to have some laughter, a good story behind him, where he came from and what he's looking for. And a heart that he wants to find love, because that's what this is about.
Well, if casting is listening, you heard it here first. Susan wants to join the team. She's got some opinions. Well, the show for the Golden Bachelorette, the cast of Men has big shoes to fill. I mean, your season really stole the hearts of America and everyone watching. So it'll be very interesting, very exciting. But let's get into the current season, The Bachelor, Joey's season. We saw the three of you make little cameos, some guest appearances, and have some sit-down chats with the women in this week's episode. So let's start off with
Susan. Let's go in order, right? Susan was the first conversation.
So we saw Rachel and you had a chat. How was that?
Oh my God, I adore her. I adore her. She is a breath of fresh air. She really is. And I tried to get out of her some of the things that she was holding back. Sometimes, like as you saw on the show, it's too late to share. Yeah. And not to hold things back. And as Leslie said, be as open and as authentic as you can be. But being that age, I think it's harder for them to share their vulnerabilities and, you know, their secrets, if you will.
Do you think you pulled anything out of her?
I most definitely did.
Yeah, no, you guys had a really good chat. Like, I could tell you guys really connected. And she, like, clearly felt like very safe with you. I think you actually really got through to her. Like it was a good conversation.
Gives me goosebumps. Like she's like my daughter now, you know?
Yeah. She's sweet. I'm rooting for her. Okay. Leslie, we see you talk to Kelsey. How was that? Mm-hmm. And you definitely gave her more of the advice of like, keep your guard up also.
Well, only because what I went through, I had my guard up the whole show until that night and that morning. And I just wanted to let her know that, you know, no matter what, there could be something that changes like on a dime. And I wouldn't want her to go through the heartache that I went through. And she was so sweet and so beautiful. And you know, we had that bond because I lost my mom when I was 24 and she lost her mom, and it's not a club that anybody wants to be a member of. We bonded over that. And, you know, I just wanted her to just have her guard up a little bit.
Sandra, we see you and Daisy chat. How was that?
Oh, I enjoyed it, other than the weather.
What was the weather?
Like a wet mop as I approached her. My God.
No, you did not. You looked beautiful.
Thank you, Serena. Okay, so we'll just let that go. But you know, I really enjoyed talking with her. I have two daughters, and I kind of dug deep into the conversations I have had with them as they were growing up, and I really felt mom-ish, I wasn't trying to replace her mom, but maybe again just be an adjunct to mom-ishness, but Daisy was very receptive to our conversations, and it worked.
All right.
That's great.
Well, there we go. Love it. Love that. Okay. Susan, have you've been watching the season, correct?
Most definitely.
All right. What are your thoughts on the Maria, Leia, Sydney of it all?
Goodness. It was a lot. I felt like Maria got a bad rap. Maria reminded me a lot of myself. Very outgoing. She wears it on her sleeve. She speaks from her heart. You don't get fudge from her. You know what I'm saying? She says it like it is, and I love that.
Okay. Nice. Leslie, what did you think about it?
Like what Susan said, I mean, it was hard to watch. it was a lot. But from day one, I started watching the season and I reached out to Maria right away. And like Susan, she reminds me of me when I was younger. I was a lot like that. And I just kept saying, you know, I just want to let you know that you are amazing and don't listen to what anyone's saying. You're great. You're beautiful. You're authentic. And really, that's how I felt like I was on the show. I was unapologetically myself, like the whole time, whether I cried or laughed or didn't, or, you know, wore my hair curly or whatever. And that's really all you can be. And I really wanted her to know that. And she was so thankful. And because of that, we we were texting with each other a lot, and I was so excited to meet her in person because she's a beautiful girl, and she, you know, I mean, you know, you go through life, not everything is perfect, and she wears her heart on her sleeve like I do, and it was hard to watch because our show didn't have anything like that.
Sandra, were you surprised to see Maria go home when she did?
No, because the process means somebody has to go home. And you know, sometimes we cheer for the ones that left because we don't want them to leave. And sometimes we cheer because they have left and because we don't want them to leave. And so the show's process is you go from 20-something to 18 to 15 to 3, and somebody's got to go.
Yeah,
and
but so, if there were four, there's four women left. If you were a betting woman, would you have been betting that Maria was going to go home? Or did you think she was going to stay? Would you have bet on someone else going home?
I think based on the conversations that they for Maria and Joey that they aired, she had confused Joey enough that he couldn't trust it. He couldn't trust her to have totally made up her mind. So I wasn't shocked that she went home. He had a little more connectivity with the other three ladies in terms of feelings, that he knew where they were coming from. There was no doubt. Maria didn't know herself, apparently. So it just made sense to me. I like Maria. I think she's a badass babe, really. And but I think she kind of dug her own hole there, you know.
I agree with you, Sandra. I do. Susan. Well,
thanks, Joe.
Of course. Serena and I love to find luxury items. I mean, who doesn't love a little luxury in their life? But I just don't want to spend a fortune on every single item. And then we discovered Quince.
Quince is our go-to for luxury essentials at affordable prices. They have transformed the way we shop. They offer a range of high-quality items at prices within reach.
Maybe you're looking for a sweater. Quince has 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at $50. There are organic cotton sweaters and even 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
I got a pair of trousers from Quince. Honestly, I wear them every day. They're so comfortable and they look really nice.
I think my favorite item from Quince has to be our silk pillowcases. They look so nice on our bed. They never wrinkle and they feel amazing.
Yeah, I just have to stop drooling on them. But other than that, I like them.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/bachelor for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince. quince.com/bachelor to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/bachelor.
This year, I am really focused on my health and sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out there right now, and they are one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and honestly, you could taste it. I started taking Symbiotica because I was feeling sluggish and tired, and I just wanted to feel better, but I also wanted a supplement that actually tasted great. Plus, their supplements are super easy to just take on the go. They taste good. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking them every day.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal this winter has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking. So I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well. And I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
I take a Symbiotica every morning with my eggs and I'm ready to go. I'm alert and then I hit the gym. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every single month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code BACHELOR for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder Quiz. You can find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment.
The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, what's most important to you when you vacation? Do you like to hang at the pool or beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want an all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer. Find your perfect beach vacation at beachbound.com and sign up for their email and SMS list to unlock $150 off your first booking. That's beachbound.com to save.
Susan, what are your thoughts on how Joey has handled the season so far as The Bachelor?
He might be voted one of the best bachelors ever.
You think
so? He's pretty even keeled. He's so adorable and heartfelt. He's just a good guy. Mm-hmm. And you could tell. You could tell. I was a little concerned with his fears, but I blame that on what he went through with Charity. So you can't really blame him. You know what I mean? However, like with Maria, I thought he had so much fun with her. And when she said she almost left that night, that was just her own insecurities, all of them. And I imagine you did too, Leslie. You get jealous when you're down to just a few and you know what he's doing with that one. And then you, it's kind of like pick me or see ya, you know. But I think he's doing a hell of a job. I do. I just hope he's totally happy and he picked the right one for him.
Leslie, do you think it's harder or easier when you have a lead like Joey, who really isn't doing anything wrong, right? And he's open and honest with everyone the entire time. Getting your heart broken like that, opposed to getting your heart broken kind of the way you did, where like things were said that may not have been honored. And like, we do see that a lot with past bachelors where they'll say a bunch of shit or do things that are kind of more troublesome, where when you do get your heart broken, then you could kind of look and be like, well, I don't know if I wanted to be with that person anyways.
Mm-hmm. I think Joey was a complete stand-up guy. I mean, he didn't throw around feelings, you know, and which was great. He showed his feelings through his eyes and through other things. And you felt him falling in love with the women, you know. I think the final three and a little bit of Maria too, you could see that in his eyes, and he didn't have to say words that he knew that he either have to take back or were gonna hurt the girls, because he's been hurt and he knew exactly what to say and what not to say. And and plus, I think he's just got a heart of gold, and his he just wants so much, you know, to find that person for him. And I, like Susan, I hope he picked the perfect person for him, because he's just a wonderful person. And I think the respect that all the girls have for him really speak volumes of who he is, because they all do.
Yeah, we see that a lot.
Yeah, and you don't see that. So you feel like with The Bachelorette, you see that quite often where, you know, at the men tell the guys come back and they just have nothing but amazing things to say about this woman.
Yeah.
You know, like with Charity season, with a lot of the seasons, they're just like, you know, very appreciative of their time with her. Whereas I feel like on The Bachelor, you do see that, but usually there's like a few women that are kind of like, screw you, you did me dirty.
Yeah.
Whereas with Joey, I feel like you don't have that. The women are like so in awe of him.
No, they're in awe of him. They consider him, the ones that aren't there at the end, consider him a really good friend. He's just a really, like I said, a really big stand-up guy. Like, he has just got a heart of gold. Mm-hmm. And I think he did everything in a really classy way. Everything.
Yeah. That's a great word for it. He's very classy.
Yeah. We've been saying that a lot on this podcast. Sandra, what are your what's your take on Joey?
Well, first of all, I just want to, every time I see him, want to grab, pinch his cheeks. He's just such a little cutie, you know, like a little, oh, he's just, he's a cutie. The kind that, you know, you'd want your kids to, your daughters to,
yeah,
to date, you know. Say what, mm-hmm. Susan? Oh, okay.
I said, bring home to mama. That's a great
thing. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. He's mm-hmm. such a little cutie pie. But yeah, I think Joey held his own. He did it very well. He's a sharp young man. I mean, he's handsome for sure. But I, you know, every time one of the ladies would express, I'm falling for you, I'm falling in love or whatever, he didn't respond. You know, with those same words, but you could see that his eyes light up. You could see the 32 pearly whites come up through, and he just would light up. And so it was well done. He was good casting.
That's he was. Yes. I think we should go around. We'll start with you, Sandra, because we're already with you.
Never.
No, but we could.
I missed it because I was on my 101. I missed the best. We have to do a redo, Susan.
Yes. Sandra, who do you think, out of all the women, like every single woman that's been on this season, who do you think would make a great bachelorette?
Okay. Not in any certain order, but I think Maria, Daisy, Lexi, boy, she's top notch. And I'm trying to think who else might. No, I'll leave it.
I think three's more than enough.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, Susan, up you to you next.
You don't want to ask me.
Yes, we do.
I think Maria and Kelsey and Rachel, I mean, all the three that are still there. I also like little Jen, and I love Lexi. I mean, I like them all. However, Daisy, I want to date her dad, so that would be...
Well, wait.
I think he's married.
You mean Kelsey's dad.
Kelsey's dad.
Kelsey.
Okay.
Daisy's dad is married, so that's a different dynamic than what you're looking for.
When they showed him, I think he's getting voted in for the next Golden Bachelor. I mean,
people love him.
I think they all do a good job.
Kelsey's dad would make an awesome Golden Bachelor. I've seen a lot of people. He's very handsome. He's single.
He was just really genuine. So
he seems like such a good dad. Like, you can tell him and Kelsey have such a good relationship.
He raised her, you know, without the mom. It's good people.
Yeah. All right, Leslie. Mm-hmm. Last but not least.
Well, I happen to think that Maria would be really fun TV. He's different than what they've normally chosen, and for that, I love it. I had fun. I found myself, when she was on the screen, I found myself watching by myself, laughing or smiling all the time. I just never got tired of seeing her, hearing her voice, just wondering what's going to come out of her mouth, because she's just very authentic. And for that, I think she would make fabulous TV.
Okay. All right. I'm going to ask. Okay. Here are the rules of this question. You cannot name yourself or anyone that's in this room. Who from your season do you think would make a great golden bachelorette?
I have an answer.
Go, Susan.
Golden bachelorettes at one time. How about that?
That's a bullshit answer, Susan.
That's a bullshit question, Joe.
Okay,
there
fine.
You go, Joe.
Okay, what about this? If you could pick a celebrity to be the next Golden Bachelorette,
okay,
who would you go for?
Oh, I would go for. Oh my gosh,
they could be married, but like
they could be married.
Like, yeah, they could be like. Oh. This is just hypothetical.
Hypothetical. Meryl Streep, hello.
She would be so good. That's a good one.
My one only, Kris Jenner.
I knew you were going to say that.
You knew I was going to.
I really set you up for that, Susan. We had to have you chatting about Kris Jenner on here today. Sandra, who would you go for?
Well, you know, I'm not sure how old she is or if she's golden yet, but I'd love to see Halle Berry there.
I think she's in her 50s.
I think Halle Berry's might be 50. She might be exactly.
She'd be Halle
Berry.
Pre-golden bachelor.
Yeah. Halle Berry, yeah.
I have a question.
I do
Joe
love
loves Halle Berry.
Serena and I love to find luxury items. I mean, who doesn't love a little luxury in their life? But I just don't want to spend a fortune on every single item. And then we discovered Quince.
Quince is our go-to for luxury essentials at affordable prices. They have transformed the way we shop. They offer a range of high-quality items at prices within reach.
Maybe you're looking for a sweater. Quince has 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at $50. There are organic cotton sweaters and even 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
I got a pair of trousers from Quince. I wear them every day. They're so comfortable and they look really nice.
I think my favorite item from Quince has to be our silk pillowcases. They look so nice on our bed. They never wrinkle and they feel amazing.
Yeah, I just have to stop drooling on them. But other than that, I like them.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/bachelor for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince. Quince.com/bachelor to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/bachelor.
This year, I am really focused on my health and sticking to a routine, and that's why I have been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out there right now, and they are one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and honestly, you could taste it. I started taking Symbiotica because I was feeling sluggish and tired, and I just wanted to feel better, but I also wanted a supplement that actually tasted great. Plus, their supplements are super easy to just take on the go. They taste good. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking them every day.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal this winter has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking. So I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well. And I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
I take a Symbiotica every morning with my eggs and I'm ready to go. I'm alert and then I hit the gym. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every single month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code BACHELOR for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder Quiz. You can find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment.
The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, what's most important to you when you vacation? Do you like to hang at the pool or beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want an all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer. Find your perfect beach vacation at beachbound.com and sign up for their email and SMS list to unlock $150 off your first booking. That's beachbound.com to save.
Do you mind if I ask you two a question, Joe?
Yes, please.
Sure, Susan.
What do you think the age of golden means? Like, what number is golden to you?
Like one number or an age range?
The age that will, to, yes. I don't want to give you my answer, but. So what number do you think of?
An says age range, maybe.
When you say like your golden years, starting. I think like starting age, like
okay,
60 to 65. It's like okay. Starting age of golden years.
I would
say,
yeah, I would say, so if I would say I'm in my golden years, I would honestly, I would say 70 and above.
Okay. To me, golden meant you're on Social Security now, so you have to be 65. I just always
raise your hand if you're on Social Security.
And going on to the show, when I found out there were 60-year-olds, I was like, yeah. What? That's not golden. So no. Everybody's idea of golden starts at a different age. I thought that'd be,
Yeah, I
so
guess.
Let's have a redo.
Okay, so 65 only.
65 and up.
Well,
gee, that eliminates Ellen and several of our sisters.
Bye, girl. Sorry, you're too young.
All right, let's bring this back real quick. Let's bring it back to Joey's season. Susan, I'm going to ask you, was there a date or a moment on this season with any of the women where you were like, this feels real. This maybe, I guess,
like
the most like romantic standout moment you've seen so far.
I went to a different place when you started the question. I think when Joey felt a little hot when he was watching Maria dress up in those dressing rooms, I thought, he's feeling it. Mm-hmm. But there were several, I think, moments. I think with Kelsey, it was that eye contact, you know, that kiss, the way they kiss each other. I also saw it with Daisy.
Yeah.
What was their date? The sausage thing and all those group things, they were hysterical, but not a moment, you know?
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
Leslie, what was your kind of standout moment of the season so far?
Definitely Kelsey. A couple times. I mean, when she told him about her mother, and she was crying. I was crying, obviously, you know, I lost my mom and I know what that feels like. And you don't have your mom to give you advice the way, you know, you're supposed to be in life. And her date in New Orleans was just, I thought it was perfection. I loved it. I thought it was really, really sweet. And they seemed to be such a good couple.
Yeah, I agree.
Love them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sandra, what about you?
I think the times that Joey sat down with the young ladies and each one of them was expressing their trials in life at young age. Lexi with her reproductive issue. Mm-hmm. Daisy with her hearing issue. Kelsey, the other Kelsey T, I guess, whose relationship with her father or family was not as wholesome as, you know, we would all like. And I think each of those moments were telling, and you could see Joey just really reading into their eyes, feeling them, feeling for them. And I think he's the kind of guy that's just this, he's empathetic. He has that empathetic characteristic that he, we could see that on air. So,
there we go. Okay, Susan. You want to, before we let you guys go, can you tease the woman tell all? You were there. You were there in the audience.
Yes.
Emotional beyond.
Okay. Thank you, ladies, so much for taking the time and coming to hang out with us. We love seeing you on Joey's season. I hope they bring you back every year. And I hope one of you becomes the next Golden Bachelorette. And if there's a Bachelor, Golden Bachelorette in Paradise, Golden Bachelor in Paradise, I hope you guys are there too.
Yes.
Okay.
And if you want to see more of these three beautiful ladies' faces, be sure to tune into The Woman Tell All, because all three of them were in the audience and we just can't get enough of you guys. So thank you so much for coming on the podcast today.
Thanks, guys. Thank you so much.
See you later. And for our audience listeners, make sure you tune in to Bachelor Happy Hour every week.
Don't forget to subscribe. We have more exclusive interviews and recaps every single week, and we're getting very close to the finale of Joey's season. So don't forget to tune in. Bye.
So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert, I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations perfect beach finder quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect beach finder quiz exclusively at beachbound.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days. And take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.